Good evening and welcome to Martin Stadium. It is the Southeastern Federal Credit Union pregame show. I'm Wes James. To my left, Bill Osborne. Taylor Biddle down on the field. Marty Rogers back with us after taking a hiatus last week. It's good to have you back. And it's going to be a big matchup tonight between the Pebblebrook Falcons and our Lowndes High Vikings. The Vikings coming off a very convincing 45-13 win over South Gwinnett in South Gwinnett this last Friday night. And a few things to work on, and I'm sure Coach worked on them this week, and we'll talk a little bit about it later on in the program. Pebblebrook, a team we beat 47-7 last year, but this is a different team. They're more experienced. They've got a linebacker, Khalid Henderson, who is headed to Tennessee. They played, Bill, last week or 2 weeks ago. They scrimmaged Stars Mill, who played for the 4A state championship. Stars Mill brought back, I think 10 or 15 players, seniors off of that team. And these guys went over there and beat them rather convincingly, I think 26-6 at their place. And so Pebblebrook, not the team that we saw last year, bigger, stronger, faster, and more athletic, and going to give our guys a good test tonight.
Yeah, I think you're looking at a different football team. This was a team that for the first 2 years of this head coach, Coach Smith, they got better. They won three games the first year, then six. Then last year they had a little falter and dropped, only winning four games. But they were in every game. That was the thing. Some of the games they lost 24-25, 24-21. They were really in all these games, and they have got some athletes on this field.
They sure do, and they, like I said, they have come to play football tonight. This is their opener, and, of course, we are that big win over South Gwinnett last week to start the season off 1-0. Down on the sidelines, glad to have him back. Missed him last week, even though Taylor did a great job in South Gwinnett. How you doing, Marty?
I'm great, Wes, and it is great to be back. I truly, truly missed last week being up there with you guys and enjoyed listening to you on the radio. You did a great job. Taylor did a great job. But I'm glad to be down here on the sidelines, and I tell you, I'm ready for some football.
Well, Marty, tell us a little bit about the field, because it was extremely hot today, and when we got here, there was, and you say, what are they trying to do? Water down the field, but that turf was very hot. They had the sprinkler system going, trying to cool it off. Has it helped any?
It has, Wes, and that was the first thing I did when I came down here was walk over to a few of the coaches and ask them, you know, what the watering was all about. But it was exactly that. It gets hot, and it gets real sticky. And so they just wanted to water it down, cool it down a little bit. You can't even tell it was wet, but the temperature has changed a lot on it, and it's not near as sticky as it was.
Well, it's gotten just a little bit, when I say just a little bit overcast, just enough clouds over here just to kind of cool the temperature down. You were up here in the press box. Which is warmer, up here or down there?
It's actually a lot warmer up there. I can feel a really, really good breeze down here. Matter of fact, it's you look at the flag, it's blowing pretty good out here on the field, and it's definitely football weather down here.
Well, last year we had Taylor Biddle was with us, and he stood between Bill and I as our spotter, and tonight he's officially in his role tonight, and a little bit of a change. He's got some headphones on.
Yeah, thank y'all for having me. Look to help keep up this season with the drive charts, how many plays, time of possession, length of pass plays, that kind of stuff. Really looking forward to it. Thanks for having me, guys.
And hopefully help us remember to give you listeners the score on a more consistent basis. One of the things that we've heard, and we do want to let you know we have heard you, and that is to get that score out to you a little more often. So we'll try and do that, and we got Taylor here to help us remember to do that.
We sure do. We're about 55 minutes away from kicking this thing off, and a great night for Lowndes High football. Bill, you want to say a few words?
Sure. Be sure and visit www.thevikingvoice.com for all your Viking information, including roster, stats, and lots of other information. Remember, you can listen to the Viking Voice and 99.5 on the web by visiting thevikingvoice.com, clicking on the Game Stream logo, and it'll take you directly to ValdostaToday.com. And that will be where you can hear this game online, with special thanks this year to Allstate Insurance, Astro Exterminating, Equipment Parts, Triple H Mobile Homes, Wiregrass Technical College, Austin's Cattle Company, Southeastern Federal Credit Union, Bay Tree Pizza, Worthington Family Dentistry, Bob's Flowers, Griner Nissan, Clifford Automotive, Waller Heating and Air, Sims Fence Company, Sonic Drive-Ins, New Smile Family Dentistry, Valdosta Insurance Services, Colson Business Systems, Heritage Bank, and Napa Auto Parts. We'll be right back after these messages. You are listening to the Southeastern Federal Credit Union Countdown to Kickoff on 99.5 Kix Country. Welcome back to Martin Stadium. Bill Osborne, Wes James, Marty Rogers, and Taylor Biddle here with you, bringing you all the action live of tonight's ballgame between our Lowndes High Vikings and the Pebble Brook Falcons.
And this is, we want to remind everyone, you are listening to the Southeastern Federal Credit Union pregame show right here on 99.5 Kix Country, the home of Lowndes High football. Bill, both teams down on the field, and Taylor pointed out, and we'll get into this more in the second half of our pregame show, they're starting running back. Tell us about it, Taylor.
Yeah, Marty helped point it out as well that it looked like when he was fielding one of his punts, he might have rolled his ankle, and he was helped off the side of the field, and looks like they took him to the locker room, maybe do a little tape job on him.
I'll just give you an idea how well we did last week against South Gwinnett. Rushing yardage, 145 yards for South Gwinnett, 246 for our Vikings. South Gwinnett was 16 of 23 for 105 yards. We were 3 of 8 for 43 yards. Total offensive yards, they had total yards was 250. Our Vikings had 289. And the leading rusher for the game was number one, Mike Moore, 17 carries, 100 yards. Josh Clemens had 61 yards on 12 attempts. And D. Daniels, 41 yards on 10 carries. Nick Bergman, 20 yards on 3 carries. And Lance Gerald was 3 of 7 for 43 yards. Clemens was our leading receiver. One pass caught for 34 yards. I want to take a quick look at the top 10. The coaches poll, Bill, still has not been released. I've been checking it all week. They've not released it yet. Said results still pending. So we will look at the AJC poll. It has Lowndes number 1, Camden number 2, Colquitt number 3, Grayson comes in at number 4, McEachern at 5, Stevenson at 6, ML King at 7, Hillgrove at 8, Collins Hill at 9, and North Gwinnett at 10. And those are your top 10 schools. Got a trivia question for Taylor, since Taylor likes to do trivia and stuff like that.
Fire away, Wes.
Who are the top 10 largest schools in the state of Georgia?
I don't have to give them an order, right? Or do I have to have them in order?
You don't have to have them in order, but you can try.
I'd say Mill Creek would definitely be number one.
They are? How many students?
Oh, please.
Come on, you're killing me. 3,428.
Try 3,413.
That's not bad. That's pretty good.
Not bad. All right, who's number two?
I didn't have to go in order.
Get us all out.
No, I'd say Mill Creek, Stars Mill, Lowndes, Camden. I'm drawing a blank. Tell me, Wes.
Okay, Mill Creek, Brookwood, Collins Hill, Peachtree Ridge, Norcross, Lowndes comes in at number 6, Berkmeyer number 7, Camden is 8, Walton is 9, and East Caeda is number 10. Those are your top 10 largest schools in the state.
And I know we'll be talking a lot about them as the season goes along, and the GHSA again convenes and discusses the 6 classifications, and we'll talk a little bit about that as the season goes on through the coaches' shows as well as right here on our broadcast. Well, I want to remind everybody, too, about every Tuesday night at Austin's Cattle Company, it's the Lowndes High Randy McPherson Coaches Show. We go on the air at 6:45 right here on 99.5 Kix Country, and we have a great time out there. Coach McPherson comes on around 7. We'll recap tonight's game, look ahead, talk to several of the players, usually the offense, defense, special teams, and scout team player of the week will be there. So get on out to Austin's Cattle Company for great food and great Lowndes High football.
And let's look around at the games going on around our region. Of course, our Lowndes High Vikings, 1-0 home against Pebble Brook, beat South Gwinnett last week 45-13. Pebble Brook is, of course, 0-0. They did beat a good Stars Mill team 2 weeks ago. Valdosta, they're home tonight against Brooks County. And, Bill, that's one of my top three games in this area tonight, if not the top game. Maurice Freeman is going to bring those Brooks County Trojans over, and they are coming to play football at Baysmore Hydro. We'll be getting updates throughout the night from there. Coffey, who beat Brunswick last week 28-6, lost Will Gardner for the season. Their starting quarterback headed to Louisville. Talked with a friend of mine today. The folks up in Louisville called the Gardners and said, don't let anybody in South Georgia touch that knee. Bring him to Louisville. Let our doctors do the surgery. but he'll be out for the season. However, Asan Tunney Long stepped in, threw for two touchdowns, ran for another. They beat Brunswick 28-6. They are hosting Ware County. Ware County, probably one of the strongest teams that you'll see in any classification this year. They've got 18 starters back, 9 on each side of the ball, a big offensive line. We know how strong they are defensively. They shut us out last year. We won on a Jed Solomon field goal 3-0. And I tell you, Coffey's got their hands full with Ware County tonight. Colquitt got revenge over Cook last Friday night, 31-0. They're home versus the Madison County Cowboys, and that is another tough game. Tiff County beat Fitzgerald 29-22. They're home tonight versus Locust Grove. Marion County opens their season at Southwest Macon, and Clinch County is home versus Pierce County. Cook County is off. They'll play the 26th. They'll play next Friday night, the 2nd, at America Sumter. Lanier is at Calhoun, and Bowwood is at Tift Area tonight. And those are our games around the region.
I thought Tift Area was here.
Bowwood is at home.
Well, they are, okay.
Tift Area is at Bowwood, which that's always a great game. I grew up in Tifton, and Tift Area Academy has always been one of those teams. And now that Bowwood, they kind of go against each other. And that's one of their biggest rivalries is Bowwood and Tift Area Academy.
Yeah, I heard that Tift Area has lost something like 10 or 15 players from last year's team. So that should be a rebuilding effort in Tift Area.
Didn't want to make a big deal out of it at the coaches' show. Not going to make a big deal out of it right now, but Coach Randy McPherson with a victory tonight has a chance to this to be his 100th win since he's come to Lowndes High School. Should we beat Pebblebrook tonight? And in doing that, let's give you some scores because some of the teams played last night and some games that I know would be of interest. That's Camden beat Savannah 66-0. Perry beat Houston County 35-17. And that's going to raise some eyebrows down there. But getting back to Coach McPherson, this being his 100th win, looked at the top 10 active coaches in the state.
Okay.
Rodney Walker at Mary Persons with 293. Alan Chadwick at Marist with 290. Robbie Pruitt at Fitzgerald with 282. Buck Godfrey at 258. These are all guys who's approaching 300 because there's currently only three coaches coaching right now that have 300 or more wins that are still actively coaching. Charlie Winslet at Greene County, 258. Rick Tomberlin over at Effingham County, 228. Bob Christmas at North Hall with 227. Rich McWhorter with 227 at Charlton County. Ed Pilcher at Brainerd with 226. Jeff Heron at Camden County with 220. But I asked y'all earlier, who is the all-time winningest head football coach in the state of Georgia, and he's still coaching today?
All right, who is it?
How about Larry Campbell up at Lincoln County with 447 victories, 78 losses, and 3 ties? He has almost 100 wins over the guy that's closest to him right now.
Closest to him. Now, we mentioned tonight Coach McPherson. This has the opportunity to win his 100th game at Lowndes.
His overall record is 169-25.
Right, and I tell you, that's quite a feat to win 100 games at one school. Of course, prior to this year, sometime last year, he beat that record. It was Joe Wilson who had the most wins, seven seasons?
It's seven seasons. This is his eighth.
Who?
Coach Mack.
No, this is tenth.
Yeah.
This is tenth.
Tenth.
Okay. Do apologize. I'm sorry about that.
This is
10th
Coach
season. Yeah, because the way I keep up with it is Wes has been here 10 years. Mack's been here 10
That's
years.
Right. That's right.
Coach Mack came here in 2002, and when I started doing Lowndes High football, and Chris Hatcher went to Valdosta State in 2000 when I started doing BSU football.
Wow. And that is inside of 10 years, he will reach that 100 mark. And Coach Joe Wilson met that mark in 11 years. So he didn't meet 100, but he was the leading winningest coach at Lowndes history until Coach McPherson.
And when Coach Mack finishes this season, he will have averaged over 10. He will have anywhere maybe from 10 to 11, because you have those percentages work. He'll be averaging over 10 wins per season since he has been here. And I tell you what, that is good for anybody. I'm looking on the field, Bill, with you. There's Marty down there. Marty, what do the teams look like?
Guys, they're looking pretty good. This team from Pebblebrook's got a lot of athletes on it. Their quarterback looks like a very, very good athlete. Of course, he's back from last year. And their running back, number 2, I believe, is his number. And that is Certain News Harris. He's a good-looking athlete. They got some big kids, and their kicker can really boot it. So I'm anxious to see what they can do on the field tonight.
Well, Marty, as soon as you can get over and find Coach Small or get a hold of Coach Mack, either one, you just go ahead and let us.
Coach Smith,
I'm sorry.
Small was last week.
Yep.
Yeah, I asked Coach Small. He told me a few minutes after 7:30 would be fine. Coach Smith, and he said a few minutes after 7:30 would be fine. I've got Coach Mack here. He's talking to the officials, so I'll try to get him as soon as he gets through.
And like I said, both teams down on the field. Be interesting tonight, Bill. We didn't throw the ball as much last week as I thought we were going to.
And I don't think we're going to do it tonight either. I could be completely wrong, but I really think we're just going to run the ball tonight.
I say it over and over again. I have said it since we've seen this team start practicing. Probably one of the most special offensive lines to me was the 2007 offensive line.
Yep.
And these guys here, golly, they remind me so much of them with the senior leadership and everything. So it is.
Yeah, we talked about that last week, and that really this team, the senior leadership is what really brings the continuity of this team together. As the offensive line goes, so goes this team. And that's always been the case. I mean, you go back before 07, the 04, 05 seasons, where it was a back-to-back state championship. Again, great offensive line. Maybe, you know, we weren't as close to them as we were the 2007 team, but nonetheless, still a great offensive line that had a team that they held that group together. And I think this is the same kind of situation. I'm not going to put a monkey on their back and say, oh, we're going to the state championship, because there's still a lot of football to be played. But we are making the right moves at the right time, and we've got an offensive line that can lead us there if they maintain their health as well as being
Hey, Bill, I hate to interrupt you, but I got Coach Mack here. And Coach Mack, I just want to say congratulations last week on a big win. Great start for the program. And, Coach, how has your team responded this week, and how have they practiced?
We practiced real well, Marty. We didn't slow down. We put it on them. And, had three good practices, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and, of course, yesterday we were in shorts, and I think we got better.
Good deal, Coach. Well, one of the reasons for the big victory last week was the play of the offensive line led by your senior captain, Jared Davis, who played a great game. Talk to us a little bit about that unit, and what can we expect to see out of them tonight?
Well, you know, they're big, strong, very coachable, smart bunch, you know, real tight. Tight-knit group, and they really, really are playing like they got a chip on their shoulder. You know, they want to prove to everybody that they can play, and they can. And I'm very, very proud of each one of those guys.
Good job. They did play well last week, Coach. Defensively, your defense played great. You held them to only 13 points, but you did give up two big plays. What are you planning to do tonight to correct that?
Well, you know, we looked at film with the kids, and, you know, we had a breakdown here and there, you know, on each one of those plays. So big plays is at the top of the list for us, you know, to try to get under control and, you know, just tackling. And, I mean, you know, any good defense is hard to block. And, you know, especially on that running play last week up there at South Gwinnett, it looked like we were easy to block. You know, so we got to get off block.
Yeah, Coach. Well, I know you and I talked earlier this week about Pebble Brook. They had a great scrimmage 2 weeks ago and beat Stars Mill. What have you seen on film out of them, and what do you expect tonight?
Well, they got a lot of speed, real physical, and they are well coached. We're going to have to play our game.
Coach, good luck to you. I know you want to go join your team. Good luck. We'll talk to you after the game.
All righty, Marty, thank you so much. And that's Coach McPherson right here on the Southeastern Federal Credit Union pregame show on 99.5 Kicks Country. And should you ever be out of our listening area, you can always go to valdostatoday.com and link on there, or kickscountry.com, and that will take you directly to the streaming broadcast of this football game, that and the coaches' show.
Yeah, I want to be sure you can always go to thevikingvoice.com as well. There's a link on that first page that will take you to the ValdostaToday.com website, and there is a link right there that will take you so you can hear all of the action tonight live right here on the Internet. I want to thank everybody for their sponsorship of that. Wes?
Yes, sir?
I was just looking to see if Marty's out there midfield. I see that Coach Smith is talking to the officials, and I'm sure that as soon as he's free with that, Marty will get us that interview with him as well.
Last week, last Tuesday night at the coaches' show, our spotlight on the assistant coach was on Kip Burdett, who coaches our defensive back, comes from a long line of great coaches. Of course, his grandfather, the legendary Dan Pitts at Mary Persons. And I was just looking at the officials talking to him, and I remember one game when I was officiating. We were it was Mary Persons and Jackson, and we were at Jackson. And I walked over, because when the official gives the instructions, the umpire then has to ask the head coach a certain question. And one of those things are, do you plan on doing anything funny with the ball tonight? I had no idea Dan Pitts even knew who I was, you know. And he looked at me and said, Coach, you plan on doing anything funny with the ball? And Coach Pitts looked at me, laid his hand on my shoulder and said, Wes, I just hope we can run it between the tackles. And, of course, it was in the rain, and they did. That's when they had the great Pepe Zellner that played for them up there. And right now, Kip's dad and I think his dad and his brother are both assistant coaches up at Mary Persons. And, of course, we're very fortunate to have Kip Burdett here with us coaching our defensive backs after Coach Randy Hill, our defensive coordinator, for so many, many years. And what a great, fine coach and a great, fine gentleman he is, has retired. Let's go down on the field with Marty Rogers and Coach Smith.
Thanks, Wes. I am down here with Coach Smith. Thank you for talking with us, Coach. Coach, 2 weeks ago you had a big win in your scrimmage game over Stars Mill, 20-6, I believe. Talk to us a little bit about that game and how did your team look?
Well, you know, Stars Mill's rebuilding. You know, they made a great run last year. I don't know if they're as powerful as they are this year, so I can't rely on that a lot. And in scrimmages, coaches work on one or two things. They could care less about the win. So, you know, yeah, I thought our kids played good at times, but we're just going to call it a scrimmage and go from there. We got to finish up the rest of the season.
Well, Coach, a win's a win, and whether it's a scrimmage or not, I know. But I know offensively, Coach, you run a little wing tee, you run a little spread. You've only got three kids back on offense, but your quarterback and running back's back, and your quarterback, C.J. Goodman, had a great year last year. Talk to us a little bit about that young man, and what can we expect to see from your offense tonight?
Well, we do a little bit of different of everything. We don't want to get the bullet drawn in on us too quick. So, but our kid, C.J., is a leader. He's been a quarterback starting now for 3 years. He understands what we're trying to do. And with him and our fullback, Zetonius Harris, is a two-year starter. You know, right now we feel comfortable with them. We're just worried about the offensive line with these big boys down south. But we're going to have a good time. We're excited about being here. It's a class act, and we're just happy to be a part of it.
Well, Coach, I know defensively you're based out of a 4-3. But you've got a real good player over there in Khalid Henderson, committed to Tennessee this summer. Talk to us about that young man, and who are some other defensive players we ought to keep our eye on tonight?
Well, Khalid is a wonderful young man. He went to the Tennessee camp and got offered the day he went. He's been offered by Connecticut. He's got a lot of talent. He's continuing to get better and lead each week. Number 34, Tiberius Cravens, is a junior. Hopefully he'll be a good leader for us. We got 54 who played down inside last year. We've moved him to linebacker this year. We don't have a lot on either side, but the kids we got are quality kids. They've been in the program for 3 years now starting, and they've earned their lumps, and we're excited about seeing what they can do for us.
Well, I asked Coach Matt just a few minutes ago what he expects out of you tonight, and he said, well, looking at film, they've got a lot of speed. And I'm watching your team warm up, and I think he's right. Coach, your team's a Region 4, 5A team, very competitive region up there. You have a competitive schedule with McEachern and Hillgrove. But tell us, you know, how important is it to come down? You mentioned coming south. How important is it to come down here and play a big non-region opponent like this to get your kids some experience?
Well, when you take on a team like Lowndes, the one thing you're looking at is we want to show our kids where we want to be. If you've never seen the top, you don't know how to get there. So we're down here. You know, I've been in Georgia for 20 years and played Lowndes several times. And this is a place for our kids to look and go, hey, we want to get there. And you can't get there if you don't play them. So we're just, like I said, we're proud to be down here. Y'all class act, and you do it right. And it's just exciting for our kids.
Well, Coach, I appreciate you speaking with us. And I know you're getting there. You're building a good program up there. You had a pretty good year last year, and you got off to a good start so far this year. We wish you good luck this year and the rest of the season. Thank you.
All righty, that's Marty Rogers with Coach Smith from Pebblebrook.
And, guys, I don't know if you can tell being in the booth, but during that interview, it actually started raining down here, guys.
Oh, couldn't tell it.
Irene's coming.
Irene's done gone.
She's hitting your Outer Banks.
hitting the Outer Banks. It was on the internet today. You can see pictures as said, "Good night, Irene." That was boarding up, getting ready. And this takes us. We've already talked to Coach McPherson, so tell you what, we'll go ahead and take us a 3-minute break, and when we come back, we'll start looking at tonight's matchup between Pebblebrook and our Lowndes High Vikings. You are listening to the Southeastern Federal Credit Union pregame show right here on 99.5 Kicks Country. Welcome back to the Southeastern Federal Credit Union countdown to kickoff show right here on 99.5 Kicks Country. And we're about 23 minutes away from kicking this off. Bill, there was a little football was played around our area last night. Our Lowndes freshman, the ninth grade team, defeated Colquitt County 43-20. So the Vikings ran for 329 yards in the win. Ahmad Brown ran for 2 touchdowns and also returned an interception for a score. Nathan Brantley ran for 2 touchdowns. Chris Trowler also had a touchdown. Nick Hart kicked a 34-yard field goal and had 2 touchbacks. And Gary Lovell picked off a pass. And then the JV team beat Colquitt County 24-2. Seth Carlos threw a 31-yard touchdown pass to Ray Randall. Garrett Fuller tossed a 40-yard touchdown pass to Brandon Roberts, and Jordan Williams ran for a 2-point conversion, helping the Vikings to a 14-0 lead. And then Lowndes' Tevin Orr scored on a 19-yard run in the second half. Sean Smith kicked a 27-yard field goal on an extra point. And the JV team will travel over to Valdosta and play next Thursday at 6 o'clock at Baysmore Hyder Stadium. And so they're getting their little Wintersville Classic. Of course, they'll play twice during the year, and they're getting the first one in next Thursday. But that's back-to-back wins over Coffey and Colquitt, and very convincing wins. I was talking to some folks who was at the game. They said, don't let that 24-2 score fool you. Said Lowndes could have won it 50-0.
Well, I think one of the things that we're seeing is, and we saw it in the scrimmage and we saw it against South Gwinnett, is a lot of those guys, those names that you mentioned, are second-team players on this varsity team, and they're playing some on Friday night. So they're getting that experience. They're able to play on Thursday, and it's almost like playing a second varsity team, and that's what we're putting on the field at JV.
Well, Bill, let's talk a little bit about Pebblebrook, a team that went 4-6 last year. They lost some guys, but they're also returning. Like I say, C.J. Goodman, a 6-foot, 180-pound senior, and at running back they've got Harris. He's a 6-foot, 190-pound senior, and he can carry the mail to the house.
Yeah, he can.
He can go.
And that's the thing. We go back to these guys have speed. One of the things Coach Smith talked about is he doesn't have a very big team as far as numbers. And if you look down there, huddled underneath the uprights, it is not a very big team for a 5A school, but they have got some speed.
And one thing you can't coach speed and you can't coach quickness. And we saw what happened last week with some speed on a busted play up the middle for a 43-yard touchdown run. It's going to test our linebackers tonight a little bit.
Yeah, it probably will. The linebackers are going to have to play. Our corners, I really think our corners are going to have to play better tonight. They're going to get tested. This is a team that's going to throw the ball, and if I had to put a percentage, 60, 65% of the time, they're going to throw the ball, and these corners are going to have to get into position, and they can't play for the interceptions. They've got to play solid defense and play their man, get in that back pocket, knock away some passes. And what that does is if they play that way, that'll free up those safeties. And we could see Tyquan Lang, who's got 2 interceptions on the season, as he got 2 against South Gwinnett, maybe really load up on some interceptions.
One of the things we're really going to have to watch is Harris coming out of the backfield, and they're trying to get him in space, kind of out in the flats, running that little bubble pass. Now, they run the wing tees just like we do, but then they also go to that spread. Not a spread option, but they go to a spread, and the quarterback's got good speed also.
Yeah, they really do, and it comes back again to speed. Speed, speed, speed. And in their skill positions, these guys can, once they make a corner, they can be gone. Now, granted, Lowndes has got some speed on defense, and that's going to be an advantage for us, is if they do kind of break away a little bit, we've got some speed to maybe hang with them.
We want to remind everybody that on Tuesday nights, at 6:45 at Austin's Cattle Company, it is a Lowndes High Randy McPherson coaches show, and We're on air. We're going to air at 6:45. Coach sits down at 7 o'clock, and that's a revamped coaches show that we do. We get you involved, so you're not having to set up equipment and worry about sound anymore. Justin Smothers is doing that. So we get you involved. We get Taylor involved. We get Marty involved out talking to the players. We have a different group of players is invited each week, so you never know when your son or your brother, your cousin, your nephew, your grandson is going to be interviewed on the radio and get talked to a little bit about this season.
Well, one of the things, we are continuing our athlete of the week that the coaches select, and you do get an opportunity to sit down with them and interview them a little more one-on-one. But Marty's able to, with our wireless mic, to go out into the crowd, talk to the players, and as I said earlier, it's the offense, the defense, special team, and scout team player of the week each and every week that we invite to come have dinner with us. And we get to talk to them just a few minutes. And really, it's a great time. We had a good crowd out there Tuesday night. Plenty of room, though, there in the grill area at Austin's Cattle Company. So please get out there. It's great food and a great time. A lot of Touchdown Club people as well as coaches and a lot of players.
And, of course, as we told you earlier in the broadcast, guy who spotted for us last year didn't hear much out of him except maybe a little bit at halftime or in the post game, but we put headsets on him, and he'll be right here between Bill and I taking care of a lot of different things, trying to make this one of the most professional-sounding high school football broadcasts that you will listen to is the one and only Taylor Biddle.
Yeah, Wes, I'm really excited about this, trying to make sure that those listeners out there can really get a feel for the game by visually seeing through our words what's going on, how many passes, when we're taking over the ball, the score on a regular basis, and who's making what plays. So I'm glad I can be a part to help you guys out.
Well, as they say, you know, they want the time and the score and the down and distance. Down and distance on every play and time and score almost on every play. And we're going to try to do that for you here during, once we get into the broadcast. But right now you are listening to the Southeastern Federal Credit Union countdown to kickoff. I like that.
Yeah, and a little bit, I was just looking out on the field. Marty mentioned there that we had a little bit of rain, and some of the fans actually put on a poncho, but now they've taken them off. So it appears it was just a slight drizzle, but it's gone through. But as I look back over here to the north, I do see there's some rain back over there. You can see it just beyond the clouds there, back over Lowe's and in that direction over there. So maybe we won't have a lot of rain. We could stand a little bit of a sprinkle. It would definitely cool things off.
Bill?
Yeah, go ahead, Mark.
Yeah, I was just going to say that, you know, that there's a lot of talk down here about that. People who went in, of course, got his little meter. But they, it's showing on the radar, this is one of the little bands that's coming off of Hurricane Irene. It's only, it's like just a spot on the radar, but it looks like it makes way, and if it hits here, it's only going to rain about 5 or 10 minutes, but it's going to be pretty hard.
Well, the rain is fine. Of course, as you mentioned, he went and got his meter, and what that is a lightning meter.
He is standing on the middle of the field with the meter, or his radar, I think, as we speak.
Well, the lightning meter is the most important thing because that is judging lightning in the area, and if it's within a certain mile of the stadium, we will clear the players from the field, and fans will be instructed to possibly seek shelter, and it's usually at least a minimum 30-minute wait after lightning is detected. We hope that that's not the case, so we'll keep an eye on it ourselves and see how that goes.
Bill, something that came just become kind of dear to Taylor and I over this past spring, and there's a understand that there is a fellow who has applied for he's applied and been accepted to the have a team in the United Football Federation Semi-Pro League. There's a team up in Tipton that Taylor and I helped them with their broadcast some this year, and then over in Waycross, Moultrie. And I understand there's some guys over there that the bus has been practicing, along with Lynn Williams and some other Lounge players.
And exciting.
I'd be excited to see the bus after all these years with a set of shoulder pads on and doing it again.
Lynn Williams, too. That'd be great.
All righty. About 15 minutes away from kicking this thing off. Let's go ahead and take another break. You are listening to the Southeastern Federal Credit Union Countdown to Kickoff Show right here on 99.5 Kicks Country. Back here at Martin Stadium, Wes James, along with Bill Osborne, Taylor Biddle, Marty Rogers down on the sidelines. This is the Southeastern Federal Credit Union countdown to kickoff show. And our Georgia Bridgemen are out on the field. And if they do like I think they're going to do, Bill, they'll probably play the alma mater first.
Yeah, so
while they do that, I want you to go ahead and give us, if that's what they're going to do, go ahead and give us Pebblebrook's starting lineup.
Well, the rain came just a little bit. We were trying to cover up some equipment. But it looks like tonight that Pebblebrook will look like this defensively. Their starting defensive end, number 14, Jarvis Ruff. Their defensive tackle, number 65, John Pitt.
Bill? Well, let's go ahead and take a break and come back because they're going to do the national anthem.
Okay, I'll tell you what. Let's do that. LaJuan, we're going to take a two-minute break. When we come back, we'll give you those starting lineups. You're listening to the Southeastern Federal Credit Union countdown to kickoff right here on 99.5 Kicks Country. And welcome back to Martin Stadium as we hear the rendition of our national anthem by the Lounge Side, Georgia Bridgemen. And that was the Lounge High Georgia Bridgemen. Great flag work there out in the middle of the field. Great band as the rain begins to fall even harder here, Wes.
Well, I'm going to tell you what. If that did not bring a tear to your eye, then your wood's wet. That's all I can tell you. Playing America the Beautiful, and they go out and they run across and spread that flag out. That don't give you goosebumps.
It does do that.
I won't say any more than that because... And with that, I'd like to take just a moment and thank all of our servicemen and women for your service to our great country and for your dedication to keeping us all free that we can be here and enjoy a great high school football game on a Friday night because we couldn't do it if it wasn't for you folks right here. Bill, you have their starting lineups. Nope.
Trying to cover up from the rain. Yeah, let's go back to the defense. We said number 14, Jarvis Ruff, number 65, John Pitts, number 60, Christopher Weems. Number 51, Casey Richardson. At the linebacker will be number 22, Khalid Henderson. He'll be also joined by Charles McClain, number 53, and number 12, Tiberius Cravens. The strong safety will be number 2, Centornus Harris. And I'm going to have a butcher that name, but we're just going to call him Harris. Free safety will be Nicholas McLaurin. Cornerback, number 7, Antonio Pass. And number 23, Dominique Cummings. And, yes, we just heard we are in a delay as of right now. So we will extend the Southeastern Federal Credit Union countdown to kickoff because the countdown is going to take a little longer. As the as we said, the rain's coming harder now. And I'm trying to do my best to cover up some electronic equipment so we don't get fried up here. Can we slide everything to the right, this stuff to the right? And as we said, the big thing will be lightning. And if there is lightning, that is the thing that you cannot play around. So,
and that's what we are. We're under a lightning delay right now. So we
minimum 30 minutes. And I think we got everything covered up here.
We do, so.
For the most part, we're in pretty good shape. Might have to hold it down here. Well, Wes, that kind of takes the word stretch to a whole new level, doesn't it?
That it does. We could go back to the studio for about 20 minutes.
Yeah, let's do that. LaJuan, because there really is, I don't want to get all this equipment damaged, so we're going to kick it back to the studio and maybe let you enjoy some great music or some of Chris Beckham's show. And we're going to kind of sign out here for about 20 minutes because there will be at least a minimum 30-minute delay. And then we'll come back here to Martin Stadium and bring you all the action between the Lounge High Vikings and the Pebblebrook Falcons. You're listening to the Southeastern Federal Credit Union countdown to kickoff. We'll be right back in about 20 minutes.
And we are just about ready to kick this thing off. The captains, after this lightning delay, would like to say, thank you to all our fine sponsors on the Southeastern Federal Credit Union countdown to kickoff show here on 99.5 Kicks Country. Captain's down on the field, and we're going to get this thing underway right away. And the visiting captains on the far side, number 22, Khalid Henderson, along with C.J. Goodman and Sternois Harris, their running back. And our captains is Justin Evans. Number 67, Stacy Wright. Number 1, Mike Moore. And number 3, Tyler Van Der Zanden.
And we got Marty going out on the field, so we'll get the coin toss there at midfield. And I apologize, folks. We're going to have a couple minutes. We might sound a little funny. When we covered everything up in the rain, we reset some levels and just kind of threw stuff under a tarp. So
didn't have a chance. We were just on the verge of giving you the starting lineups. And sorry we didn't get that done. And they didn't give us much time coming back out of the lightning delay.
Yeah, they pretty well went right to it.
Let's go to the field.
If I tell you to get them straight, let's get them straight, because we just want good, hard-nosed football, okay? You're the visiting captain, so I'm going to let you call a coin toss in the air. What you going to call? I got a tails or I've got a heads? What do you want? Tails? He wants tails, okay? All right. Ready? We've got tails. I believe you want the football, correct? You want to kick it that way. Put your back to that goal. Put your back to this goal.
Well, tell us what you got, Marty.
Well, guys, Pebbleburg won the toss. They elected to take the ball, and we elected to kick it towards the band. So we'll get the ball second half, and it's time for some football, guys.
Our Lowndes Vikings will kick off, headed toward that south end zone.